Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD, the Audio Daily Dose of Daf with Rib T. We are talking about the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. This is Erevin 20 talking about partitions, talking about moving things around the side. Let's look at what the Mishnah says. Rav Yehuda says, if the path of Rishus HaRabim cuts between the boards which surround a well, and the notes at the bottom explain that it is so that all the road's traffic is forced to pass through the enclosure pointed out by Rashi, he must divert it to the side so that the traffic flows around the partitions, not through them. Otherwise, the traffic invalidates the partition. And the way that it's explained in the notes is that according to Rav Yehuda, public traffic cutting through a partition negates that part of the partition. As a result, the area around the well becomes divided into two legally distinct areas with a public thoroughfare in between. And it is making it into a different space with different posts and the like. So the sages explain it is not necessary to divert the traffic because a partition is valid even when the public traffic passes through it. Although it sounds very technical, a lot of Erevin is very technical based and has nuances and intricacies. The idea being that we're thinking about traffic, thinking about the flow, thinking about things in people's ways. If you have a property, we've talked about this before, but always good to review. You have a property, you have a house, you have a hallway of an apartment, or you have a different type of thing that you own or that you take care of. Make sure that it's accessible to the public. Make sure it's not hazardous to the public. Make sure it's not bothering the public. Make sure there's no stumbling blocks on the way. The Pasuk says in the Torah, "Lifnei iver lo sitein mechshol," before a blind person, do not put a stumbling block. And that doesn't mean just literally someone who can't see and you put something that makes them trip. But in life, don't give someone to something else that could trip them up. You know, don't put something in front of someone else. If you know someone's an alcoholic, don't put wine on the table. You know someone's a gambling alcoholic, don't put money or don't put them in a situation, bring them to a casino or the like. You know, someone has a crazy insatiable need for food or for drink and loves the smell and the taste of food. Don't put them in that situation. Don't put someone somewhere that they could stumble, that they could be put into trouble, that they could be put in a situation that can make them stumble and fall, especially literally on your property. If you have a sidewalk that's not even and you could finally get the money, get around to fix it. And if you have a driveway that's not great, you should get around to try to fix it, which is what we did in the past. We wanted to finally fix our driveway and the sidewalk. We had to wait for a lot of money to come in. It cost a lot of money. We had to use whatever ways to do it, but you have to make sure that your surroundings and your property is safe and it won't hurt anyone. And it's not to say that someone won't try to blame you for something, even if you recently paved it. I know of a family that happened to also, but you have to make sure as much as you can in your hands to make sure your surroundings, your property, your life and the life of your friends are not being placed with a stumbling block. Just as the Gemara talks about the path and you in the traffic and diverting things to the side, don't put stuff in the way that it makes people go to the side. If you have garbage, try to make sure, and I've been guilty of this for the years in the past, try to make sure that it's in the garbage or broken down, that doesn't fly away and go to your neighbor's property, which of course I've realized that it does not bode well. The neighbors do not like that. And make sure that your property and your surroundings are really safe and secure for everyone around you. And in life, in situations, make sure to be cognizant of people's needs and be cognizant of people's failings and the like. And if you know someone is easily provoked to anger, don't prank him. Don't send something against him. Don't try to irk him or start up with him. Understand stumbling blocks can be literal, it could be metaphoric, it could be emotional based, or any type of situation. So watch out for all those around you. Join us next time as we talk Erevin 21 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.